show is this? The Bible says some believers were tortured. Others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, sawn asunder, tempted, slain with the sword, afflicted, even tormented. Perhaps escape would have been possible if only they had read Joel Osteen's best-selling book, Your Best Life Now. According to popular TV preachers, persecution is actually not the will of God for Christians today, but rather private jets, talk show appearances, champagne, and wealth untold are the things that believers should expect in their lives. In fact, you might even get raptured before I finish this sentence, because apparently Jesus is coming back, according to most churches, before the tribulation. Sure, Christians are getting censored all over social media right now for espousing a biblical perspective. Churches are literally blowing up. Baptist preachers are getting banned from entire countries for having the audacity to believe in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13. And yeah, Christians who actually believe the Bible are blacklisted and are getting banned more often than Rick Warren begs for money on television. But that's not real. You're supposed to put your hand on the screen and send Kenneth Copeland your life savings. Sure, nobody in America is getting sawn asunder for soul winning. And Christians here don't have to choose between serving God and imprisonment. But we're getting closer. Marco Polo. All right? Families are disowning their own mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, all because they believe the Bible. YouTube channels with hundreds of videos and decades worth of content are disappearing in the blink of an eye because of wrongthink. Jobs are scoffing at religious exemptions. Drag queen shows are being scheduled outside of fundamental Baptist churches, hurling the most disgusting filth imaginable at families. Those who are watching can see the warning signs that let us know the fig tree is tender and putting forth its leaves. The Great Tribulation is coming, and Christians need to wake up and get the Baptist bias.